Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson about Monday's school board meeting, as well as the Meet the Candidates Night and Proposition A Forum taking place at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. On Monday, Cassie, not a lot really gone on the school board meeting. I know you guys took some tours. I know you were introduced to some staff. Take the Knoxville listeners through exactly what happened in that meeting.
We did. We had four brand new teachers that joined us and got to meet the board. It was exciting for me to hear about their first few days of the school year now that they've got three under their belt. Tracy Lee comes to us and is at North Star as the elementary counselor. Kayla Price is at the middle school doing seventh grade language arts. And Michaela Splavik is our high school Spanish teacher. Michaela actually did her student teaching for us last year, had a great experience. We're very excited to get her on board. She also does some coaching for us. And then Ann Kingry is our new special education teacher at the middle school as well. So it was fun for the board to get to meet and greet those new teachers. And then we also got to tour the building. So the board got to see some of the work that was accomplished over the summer. One of those we are going to be highlighting here on September 5th. We repainted our gymnasium. Actually, the floor was completely stripped down and redone. We have a new mural on the wall. We have new scoreboards. We have new wall pads coming. It looks clean. It looks just an awesome environment. And you walk in and you see the great big mural. And I think teams are, hopefully when they come in, they're going to be a little intimidated by our Panther, and our teams will do well. So on September 5th, we've got our grand gym reopening. We hope we can pack the gym that night. So that's where we started our tours. We also went to West Elementary. We finished the playground there. We now have rubber mulch, and we've got new asphalt, a lot safer environment for our kids. Then we traveled to the bus barn. We also did quite a remodel job there and relocated their office and their conference room, again, for safety measures. Our bus drivers and personnel used to have to walk through the bays where Ned does all of his mechanical work, and we felt there would be a better system, so we put a door in on the side and relocated that, and it looks great. I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for our bus barn. At the middle school, we looked at some things that need some improvements, so that'll kind of be on our next. North Star and Middle School both are on the list of things that we want to make improvements here in the next few years. We're hoping that the legislators this year will extend the SAVE, which is our state sales tax, so that we can do those projects without having to ask our voters for additional property taxes. So that was a great evening as well. We have on Friday night, I do want to invite all of the listeners to join us at our home football game. And we are going to have a military appreciation night. So if you have served in the military, we hope you'll join us. And actually, you can get in free to our Panther game on Friday night. That will begin, if you want to join the Panthers at the Panther Walk, they start at the high school in the locker rooms. They walk all the way to the stadium. It's just an awesome show. And then the game will start at 7 o'clock.
So now you covered the gym reopening, you covered the meeting yesterday, and you also covered the Military Appreciation Day coming up on Friday. Today, you have some interesting things going on at KPAC for Knoxville residents and voters to come by and learn more information about two things that will be on the ballot. First off, Proposition A, the forum starting at 5:30. Take us through exactly what that forum all will entail.
The beginning at 5:30, we're going to talk about Proposition A, and we will take all questions from the audience. Proposition A is asking the voters to approve an increase in PEPL. However, we want everybody to know that our management fund's going down, so property taxes will decrease even if you vote yes on this measure. The additional money for the PEPL fund will be used then, if it's approved, to construct 8 new tennis courts and a new outdoor basketball court on the south side of the high school there, right by the rec center. And then the city would look at replacing the skate park that's currently there at Young's Park next summer. So we will answer all the questions about Proposition A. And then at 6:30, Harry Heiglenthal and Dr. Bob Leonard are going to be introducing the 7 members running for our school board. That vote will be on September 12th. And we are excited that KNIA, KRLS, is going to be broadcasting the Meet the Candidate question and answer session. All the questions have already been determined, and each candidate will have 90 seconds to answer each question. I truly believe that the audience that night is going to get to really learn some wonderful things about our candidates and what they have for visions and what how they see the school district now, and that should make them much better educated to place their vote on September 12th. They will be voting for 4 out of the 7 candidates on the ballot.
Speaking of that ballot, we'll go back all the way to Proposition A. People will not actually see tennis courts on that ballot. Take us through what exactly, when it comes to that ballot, they will see when it comes to the Proposition A, and something they will learn if they come to the forum tonight.
So on Proposition A, on the ballot, it asks to increase our PEPL levy by 67 cents, and then that money can be used as all of our PEPL, because it has to include everything, for any type of infrastructure improvements, building maintenance, buses, computers. It really gives the laundry list of things that we're allowed to use that money for. And then we would actually use the increase from this vote to do the tennis courts and the basketball court. But we can't specifically state that because it's more of the PEPL levy in general that's on the ballot. That's the request.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.